Good evening and welcome to the Champaign City Council meeting for March 21st, 2023. I'd like to call this meeting to order. I invite you to join me for a moment of silence followed by the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Beck.
Here.
Bruno. Fulmer.
Here.
Gladney.
Present.
Enigas.
Here.
Kyles.
Here.
Mayor Finan.
I am also here. We have fire oaths.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor, council members. It's my honor tonight to acknowledge Brad Pett for his promotion to lieutenant. Brad's been with us for 23 years at the fire department, has 27 years in fire service from Decatur, Illinois. And he has an associate's degree in applied science with fire service. And the also with his wife, Nicole, who's here with him tonight, and his son, Dylan, and his daughter, Claire. He has also another daughter, Madison and McKenna, too, that are not able to be with us tonight. I'm really pleased. Brad's one of these guys I got to cut off camera because I don't want to tell the other firemen how happy I am for him to get promoted. He's been here about as long as I have, and you can tell by the size of him. You just point at something and he can make it disappear. And he's through time been a great fireman, a great engineer, and served a lot of time in upgrading in a lieutenant's position. And just always makes good decisions on the scene. And a lot of that is because he spends a lot of his time also training us firefighters, particularly with live fire training. So congratulations, Brad.
Thank you.
So please raise your right hand and state your oath.
Right hand,
the
right?
The other hand.
I, Brad Peck, have been appointed to the position of fire lieutenant in the city of Champaign and the county of Champaign. Do hereby swear that I will perform the duties of fire lieutenant to the best of my abilities and that I uphold the Constitution of the State of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You want a picture with your family?
Sure.
They would love that.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of February 21st, 2023, Community Civic Event Council Tour of New City Office Space, and February 21st, 2023, Regular Council Meeting.
Second.
Is there any objection? Any comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence?
Yes, I have correspondence to acknowledge and place on file from Chris Garcia regarding Veoride Harant Kabasi regarding the presence of crisis pregnancy centers and Illinois Housing Development Authority regarding Park Glen 2.
Madam Mayor, I move that we put the correspondences on file.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We do not have any public hearings, so please call the first bill.
Council Bill Number 2023-034, a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute agreements for property, liability, casualty, and workers' compensation insurance.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this bill is to authorize the purchase of property, liability, casualty, and workers' compensation insurance from Arch Insurance for $73,300, Federal Insurance for $6,955, Safety National Casualty Company for $233,588, Travelers Insurance for $542,050, and Westchester Surplus Lines Insurance for $68,370 for the policy period from April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024, for a total cost of $968,263. This amount includes the cost of insurance premiums and an agreement in the amount of $44,000 with USI Insurance Services for the insurance consulting and brokerage services. The workers' compensation policy is auditable. If the city's payroll is higher than the estimate submitted to the insurance company, there would be additional premium charge for that exposure. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Iniguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Councilmember Pianfetti?
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill Number 2023-035, Council Bill Number 2023-036.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Please call both bills.
Council Bill Number 2023-035, an ordinance approving a special use permit to allow a landscaping business in the SF1 single family residential zoning district. Council Bill Number 2023-036, an ordinance annexing territory pursuant to petition.
These council bills will approve a special use permit and annexation of the property at 2613 Rising Road, which is on the west side of Rising Road, half a mile south of Windsor Road. The special use permit is proposed to allow an existing landscaping business, Brown Woods, to build a new storage warehouse in the SF1 single family residential zoning district. The annexation would be the 4.409 acre tract to the city's corporate boundary. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Oh, technical. Councilmember Pianfetti.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just wanted to clarify that the storage set, it can't be used for any other purpose except that in which it was defined in the document, correct?
That's correct. The special use permit dictates the use of that going forward. You'd have to amend the special use permit to use it for anything else.
Okay, thanks, Bruce.
Anyone else? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Iniguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Councilmember Pianfetti?
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill Number 2023-37, Council Bill Number 2023-38, and Council Bill Number 2023-039.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Please call all three bills.
Council Bill Number 2023-036, an ordinance annexing territory. Council Bill Number 2023-037, a resolution accepting a bid for the 2023 Asphalt Street Improvements Project. Council Bill Number 2023-038, a resolution approving a professional services agreement with Farnsworth Group, Inc. to provide construction engineering services for the 2023 Asphalt Street Improvement Project. Council Bill Number 2023-039, a resolution for improvement of streets by municipalities under the Illinois Highway Code.
These council bills authorize actions relating to the construction of the 2023 Asphalt Streets Improvement Project. Specifically, the three council bills authorize following actions. They accept a bid and approve a contract with Open Road Paving LLC of Urbana in the amount of $3,835,819.86 for construction of 2023 Asphalt Streets Improvement Project. They also approve an engineering services agreement with Farnsworth Group, Inc. of Champaign, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $328,000 for construction engineering services on the project. And I would note that Joe Grimm from Farnsworth is here tonight. And then they also approve a supplemental appropriation of state motor fuel tax funds in the amount of $2,438,150 for the 2023 Asphalt Streets Improvement Projects. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill Number 2023-040, a resolution accepting a bid and authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement for the 2023 street patching project.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill accepts a bid and approves a contract with Foyt's Contractors of Paris, Illinois, in the amount of $486,488.30 for the 2023 street patching project. It also authorizes an incentive payment to the contractors in an amount not to exceed $12,162.20 if they meet the minority subcontracting and minority employee participation requirements in the contract. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Councilmember Pianfetti.
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill Number 2023-041 and Council Bill Number 2023-042.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Please call both bills.
Council Bill Number 2023-041, a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a rental agreement for a temporary chiller at the police department. Council Bill Number 2023-042, an ordinance amending the annual budget for various funds.
The purpose of the first council bill is to authorize the city manager to enter into an agreement with Agrico LLC of Lamont, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $158,778.99 for the continued rental of a temporary chiller for the police department. The purpose of the second council bill is to amend the fiscal year 22-23 annual budget for the general fund to increase expenditures by $1,075,189, of which $225,189 is for the rental of the chillers, rental of the temporary chiller from Agrico, and $850,000 is for the purchase of the two new replacement chillers. Based on the engineer's estimate of cost, this project will be bid out sometime in the spring, and doing the budget amendment now allows the city to allocate money currently available in this fiscal year's general fund. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the last bill.
Council Bill Number 2023-043, a resolution authorizing the purchase of road salt.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to approve the purchase of road salt from the State of Illinois Department of Central Management Services through the Illinois Joint Purchasing Program for the fiscal year 23-24 winter in an amount not to exceed $165,556.80. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? We don't have any questions for all the public works people who are here tonight. All right. Any council comment? Councilmember Beck.
I just want to thank them all for being here. You came. We didn't have any questions for you, but we appreciate your work. And certainly, it never seems exciting when you're purchasing salt, but in the middle of the winter when you can get down the street because your streets aren't icy, we appreciate the fact that you've put such hard work into this. So thank you.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Ulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Unigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Thank you to all the public works people for all the items on the agenda tonight. We are now at the point of our meeting for general audience participation. If anyone wishes to address the council, please step forward, state your name and city of residence. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less. So we can't adjust it anymore from the back, but there is a button on the machine where you can adjust it yourself to move it up and down to make it clearer if you need to.
Okay, thank you. My name is Nicholas Dale, and I'm a resident of Champaign.
Woo!
Congrats on passing Ordinance 34 tonight with that $1 million law enforcement liability, $1 million public official liability, and $20 million excess liability coverages. The election is coming up, and many of your coworkers have committed acts of corruption, and I have evidence to support it. I call on Mayor Deborah Finan, Councilmember Tom Bruno, and City Manager Dorothy David to resign. On April 2nd, 2021, I was aggravated assaulted for writing Black Lives Matter, I'm talking to you, officer, you're on camera, put a smile on, Section 1983 lawsuit, and a URL link to report civil rights violations on my SUV's tailgate. I immediately filed FC 2021-02 and worked with Lieutenant Nathan Rath, Lieutenant Greg Manzana, Lieutenant Aaron Lack, Lieutenant Kevin Olmstead, Chief Anthony Cobb, Intermittent Chief Matthew Hempson, Lieutenant Thomas Petrelli, the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners, Tom Bruno, the Citizen Review Subcommittee, Deborah Finan, and Dorothy David. The police forced citizens to undergo a rigmarole nuisance to report criminal misconduct similar to a slap lawsuit. You can't just call Metcalf and report police misconduct. They will make a lieutenant call you back and make you wait weeks to sign an affidavit for a formal investigation, in my experiences. The online misconduct complaint portal is similar. It is first filed as an informal complaint. The CPD will not call you back. You have to call them first. I had to call Lieutenant Nathan Rath first to get the ball rolling. Then they interview you and require a signature to move the complaint from informal to formal. It is purposeful obstruction of justice to delay the start of the investigation to purposely delete security camera evidence. There are many cameras along Neal Street between University Avenue and Green Street where I was aggravated assaulted by an officer who swerved his sedan at me, causing me to think I was going to be pit maneuvered and seriously injured. The police waited to ask the businesses until 2 months after the incident, willfully, wanton, and maliciously sabotaging the investigation. I walked up and down and took pictures of the cameras that captured the incident. It's not my job to do the investigation. I know that the police are well-versed in conducting investigations. There's a YouTube video up on the CPD interrogation of Brent Christensen. I know for a fact that they immediately got every street camera they could to find the whereabouts of Ying Ying Zhang. Why is it different for my criminal misconduct investigation? I'll tell you why. Because they are law enforcement with improper motives and favoritism to their own kind. I've recorded numerous phone calls with the CPD and have even shared some of them with the CPD, although they did not appear in my final report for FC 2021-02. Any administrative agency requesting the final report would not have full access to all of the evidence. The CPD has purposely obstructed justice by not including the call recordings. The results of not sustained and not founded would not hold up with that evidence included. In one of the April 2021 calls, Lieutenant Nathan Rath stated, "I know the officer that you were involved with. I've spoken with him. Emphasis on him. He has been with the CPD for over 20 years. He's a good guy. Nick, you're probably misreading the situation and the officer was just trying to pass you without his lights on. The officer that aggravated assault to me is Jeffrey Creel from the clues that have been given. I believe 1 month before the fatal shooting of Darian Lafayette and Christopher Oberheim, Lieutenant Nathan Rath slapped Jeffrey Creel on the wrist rather than terminating him for being violent. Because of this, Jeffrey Creel hesitated to use the force necessary to apprehend and disarm Darian Lafayette, thus causing his partner's death. Many city officials were contacted between April 2nd and May 19th. The failure of the administration in this city is responsible for two people's deaths. The city painted Jeffrey Creel out to be a hero, when in actuality, I believe he is a violent, abusive criminal. During the course of my investigation, Chief Cobb resigned, Chief Henson resigned, Lieutenant Nathan Rath resigned, Jeffrey Creel resigned. I believe they could not stomach their ghost and parted ways knowing the hurt and pain they caused by their actions. I FOIA requested the 40 supporting documents displayed on the projector, as well as all materials relevant to my complaint. They did not give me attachments 8 through 11. I briefly sat down with Lieutenant Petrelli for an in-person FOIA inspection of only attachment 8, despite requesting attachments 8 through 11. I asked to see the file's metadata to determine the document's genuineness pursuant to Illinois Supreme Court Rule 216. I was told to perform another FOIA request and I could receive a copy and to ask my counsel about the metadata. Here I am. I made a new narrowed request this time for a reasonable accommodation for more time for my disability pursuant to the American with Disabilities Act and for the metadata. This time, the CPD illegally and discriminatorily denied me for a copyright exemption and refused to acknowledge my narrowed request for the metadata and reasonable accommodation. I have since filed an Illinois Attorney General Public Access Council request for review and an Illinois Department of Human Rights charge against the CPD. I will be filing an Illinois Attorney General Civil Rights Bureau and also a Disability Rights Bureau complaint against the CPD. A civil lawsuit may be the best way to remediate this situation. Thankfully, the city has a great liability insurance and coverage policy. And won't cost the taxpayers a penny. I look forward to the civil side of this because the Fifth Amendment can only be pleaded in criminal cases. The reason for the public officials to cover this up is the city's municipal bond ratings. They don't want to lose investors. It says Moody and Fitch on this document have pretty good ratings here. And some of these investors are doctors, lawyers, businesses, real estate holders that support the campaigns of many of these public officials. Don't be fooled. Don't vote for them.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Please step forward, state your name and city of residence. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Courtney Walker. I live at 926 Waterview Way. And that is kind of why I'm here tonight. To show my grandkids that this is what you do to get things done. So I don't know if I sit my phone under here, will it show?
You might have to adjust.
Well, I'm trying to show you guys a picture.
So if you put it down, there's a button on the machine that will lower the lens of the machine.
Oh. Well,
can we start over on the time since she didn't? We'll work on that.
Okay. Well, I just so I've lived there for almost what going on 5 years, and the intersection there at Interstate Drive and Broadwalk, there are tons and tons of accidents. All the time. My grandchildren are now terrorized by it. So my grandson is the one that took this picture of the accident that just happened the other day. And as you can see, this car came up on the sidewalk. Now my grandkids go to Franklin. So they take the bus to Nana's house because I am blessed to be able to still work from home. And he's like, "Nana, there's another accident." And what if we were on that street and this accident happened? So we've gone to, there's always accidents there. My girlfriend, mother just got in one February 10th. I tried to call the police department today. Don't have as many issues as the other gentleman, but I was on hold. Nobody ever came back to the phone. I was trying to get the FOIA information or how to get the accidents, so you would see that while I'm here. So during one of the accidents that we witnessed, I asked the officer, I'm like, man, it's always a lot of accidents on here. Because as you know, that is from Mattis to Prospect with no lights, no stop signs, no anything. And I don't know if people get confused coming off of that broad walk that the other side don't have a stop sign, so it just always crashed. So the police officer said to me, there are a lot of accidents here. You need to go down to city council and talk to your councilman about this. So I am coming to you all to show my grandson. I told him today, send me the picture. Nana's gonna go down here, try to see how the government works to see if we can resolve this issue so they're not traumatized from seeing all these accidents. And so if you all could look into that, and I don't know what can be done to maybe start, what do you guys do it all the time? What is it, like a study to see how many accidents are there and what can be done so that my children, grandchildren, people in the community will feel safe.
Thank you very much. Right. We don't do question and answer, so we appreciate your statement. Our public works director is here, and my guess is after the meeting, he will grab you get more information.
Great, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Gwen Keen. I'm with Quick Trip Corporation. I'm the real estate project manager, and we're very excited that we've started construction on our first Quick Trip here in Champaign, Illinois at 1505 North Neal. Some of you may not be familiar with us. We are becoming more and more of a national company. For a long time, we were regionally driven, but we've started looking and expanding, and we're excited that we could bring our brand to Quick Trip. We are nationally recognized as one of the top retailers in the country, right up there with In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A and all those big guys. We are recognized as consumers, one of their favorite brands in the country, and we're very proud of that. We're also a Fortune 500 company. We're privately held. So the Quick Trip that's coming to Champaign is not a franchise. It is owned by Quick Trip and operated by Quick Trip. So we don't just put them out here and say, see you later. We're actively involved in every aspect of the operation of the store. So we are excited about this new business and wanted to come and just introduce myself. And I'm happy to stick around afterwards if anybody has any questions. Just to let you know a little bit about the project, we do have an 8,300 square foot building. We're going to have 8 pumps, which will be 16 places, 4 diesel bays, and 2 auto diesel bays. There will not be a scale at this location. And I know a lot of times when you talk about diesel trucks, people think, oh my gosh, it's a truck stop. We actually refer to this as a travel center because we don't have a lot of the amenities that a regular truck stop would have. We don't have lounges. We don't have any interior or any inside restaurants or anything of that nature. We don't have showers. We basically are looking for those short haulers that are just looking to go from A to B and be with their families. And so that's why we structure these kind of as the smaller pond versus the larger, bigger guys that have acres for truck parks and whatnot. So that's kind of how we're structured. We do have extensive security. The security covers the entirety of the property with our security system. It is twofold in that we have interior monitors where we can monitor what's going on at the store, but we also have exterior in that everything is monitored out of our office there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is where our corporate office is at. I want to thank the city staff who has been so helpful in helping us understand and complying with the codes here in Champaign in order to get through our permitting process and the approvals that we needed in order to get started on this project. We do anticipate that we should be opening here in the hopefully by the end of the year, but definitely early next year. That's going to bring more jobs, more tax revenue to the entire city of Champaign. Again, I will be happy to stick around after the council meeting if anybody has any questions for me or just wants to more information about the project. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Council comment? Anybody? I just had a comment that I just can't let stand the accusation against our officers, particularly Officer Creel, who actually is a hero. And former Chief Cobb, Deputy Chief Rath, and the others that were named. I won't comment further because apparently there's a pending lawsuit or there's a claim of a pending lawsuit, but I can't let those comments stand. City Manager. Do you have anything?
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd just like to remind Council that the administration is requesting a closed session after the meeting to discuss pending litigation.
All right. Vouchers.
Madam.
Oh, are you got them?
Are you doing? You
can either do one. Go.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to pay the vendor payments of
$1,478,592.31.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
And Madam Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for us to pay our payroll for the sum of $2,118,225.02.
Second.
Say that five times fast. All right. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So we need a closed session.
Madam Mayor, I move that we move into closed session for pending or probable litigation followed by adjournment.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Councilmember Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. We are recessed into closed session to be followed by adjournment.